Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Lee Elia. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bruce Howard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bruce Howard. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting third. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roger Ripos. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Danny Cater. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Joe Nosek. Batting seventh. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ernie Fazio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Catfish Hunter. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Catfish Hunter. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee takes first base on ball four. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Agee moves to second. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a fly ball into center field. Nosek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Agee moves to third. Buford moves to second. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nosek. Romano reaches second base with a double. Nosek throws the ball into Fazio, who relays the ball to Cater, who tags Romano trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Agee scores. Buford scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger takes first base on ball four. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gosger moves to third. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos is called out on strikes. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-2, Athletics. Joe Nosek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nosek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof strikes out. One out. Ernie Fazio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fazio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Agee hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fazio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gosger hits a fly ball into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Robinson trying to get to third. Nasek throws the ball into Cater, who tags Robinson for the out. Adair moves to second. Two outs. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 0 for 1 in the game. Elia hits a pop-up towards third. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Roger Repose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repose is 0 for 1 in the game. Repose strikes out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 0-for-1 in the game. Nasek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cater moves to second. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-1 in the game. Roof takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Fazio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fazio is 0-for-1 in the game. Fazio hits a fly ball into left field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fazio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Howard. The throw from Roof and he is out, Campaneris applying the tag. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gosger hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Repos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repos is 0-for-2 in the game. Repos hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Athletics. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 0-for-2 in the game. Nasek hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 0-for-2 in the game. Elia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Roof hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Fazio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fazio is 0-for-2 in the game. Fazio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry is called out on strikes. One out. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Bruce Howard. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nasek. Burgess reaches second base with a double. Joe Horland pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Agee hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nasek. Agee reaches second base with a double. Horland moves to third. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Horland scores. Agee scores. It's White Sox, 4, Athletics, 4. Bill Skowron pinch hits for Tommy McCraw. Guido Grilli now pitching. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a fly ball into center field. Nasek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Romano is walked intentionally. Buford moves to second. Jerry McNairtney pinch runs for John Romano. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grilli fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Grilli. Buford moves to third. McNairtney moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Ken Sanders now pitching. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. the Athletics will come to bat. Bill Skowron now playing first base. Jerry McNairtney now catching. Bob Locker now pitching. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 3 in the game. Campaneris strikes out. 1 out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 0 for 3 in the game. Elia hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Locker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locker takes first base on ball 4. Berry moves to second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Agee hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nasek, who is chasing the ball. Agee reaches third base with a triple. Berry scores. Locker goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Buford is walked intentionally. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanders fields it and throws to second for the out. Agee scores. 2 outs. It's 7-4, White Sox. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Skowron. The throw from roof and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Roger Ripoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripoz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ripoz hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 0 for 3 in the game. Nasek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Kansas City Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.